Hey friends of C3, it's Monday and we have two more chapters left in the book of 2 Timothy. We're in chapter 3 today, and I will tell you this is a really good chapter. I think you will enjoy this chapter, but it doesn't start out being very encouraging. And as I read the first five verses, I want you to ask yourself, does this sound like America today? It says, "But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with them." Doesn't that sound like America today? I could look at this list and see every one of these being encouraged in our society. But I want you to know that this chapter starts out very difficult, but it ends up really good. Starting in verse 12, though, it reminds us what the cost of living for Christ is. It says, "In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." So if you are being persecuted for your faith, even little persecutions that you see, you know, that my life is not on the line, but yes, I get persecuted for my faith, you're doing something very, very right. Now, remembering that this is probably Paul talking to Timothy, here's his directions to Timothy, but I think these are tremendous instructions for us as well. He says in verse 14 and following, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy," take note of that, "you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." Now, Jewish boys, he said, "You've known the scriptures since infancy." Jewish boys began formal training in the Old Testament at age 5 back in the first century. So he's talking to Timothy saying, "You know the Old Testament scriptures." Right? He says the reason for this is that they can make you wise. This is a call for us, and this is what you're doing through New and 22, is you are making God's word and knowing God's word important in your life. And here's the benefit of knowing the scriptures. The very end of this chapter, verses 16 and 17, says a verse that many of you will recognize. "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." So God's word, the scriptures, are God-breathed. And it doesn't say some of the scriptures, it says all of the scriptures. The Bible is true and helpful from beginning to end. And it trains us in righteousness so that we can be equipped, or we can be ready for everything God has for us to do. I'm so proud of you for committing to God time each day to get into His word, and through His word, God will prepare you, equip you for whatever He has for you. Have a great day. Be back with you again tomorrow as we finish up 2 Timothy.